sailed from Borneo about 2,000 years ago, as do the terraced rice paddies they tend. Since pre-colonial times, lower-class descendants of slaves and rural migrants have occupied the flood-prone lower districts bordering the rice fields to the west of the city. Madagascar remains one of the 13 poorest countries in the world. More than three-quarters of its population live in hardship. The average Malagasy makes around a dollar a day. 70% of Malagasy suffer from malnutrition. 22 million people live in a country the size of France and one of the world's least developed nations. Only 5% of the island's lands is arable. Infant mortality is 1 in 10. Pneumonic plague is a seasonal speed bump, and AIDS is spreading from the cities to the countryside. Despite its biological and cultural richness, Madagascar's destitution derives from the economic colonialism of resource extraction and lack of investment in sustainable industries, its geographical isolation, which increases the cost of trade, its relatively small population, which kills any incentive for foreign corporations to develop, transport, and market their goods and services, its lack of infrastructure, and its severe environmental degradation. About 11% of Madagascar's 50,000 kilometers of roads are paved, but even this estimate is optimistic. Many of these are in terrible shape, rutted